I knew a guy that thought he had the answers. Day after day, he would convince himself that he knew it all. He stopped searching for the truth. He thought he had possessed it. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a dog who found himself a bone and he buried it, he cherished it, and kept it for himself. One day he tried to dig it up, but no, he couldn't find it. So it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a preacher who preached all false doctrines. Week after week, he lied to the sheep and caused them all to stray. One day he died and stood before his maker. And it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a woman who was so independent. She had a job, a career, and didn't need a man. Far too late, she thought she'd have some children. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a snake who pretended to be human. He laughed, he smiled, he acted out the part. He had so much money, he thought he'd never lose it. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. It turned out bad, man. Yes, it turned out bad. It turned out bad, man. Yes, it turned out bad. You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is the Three Dirty Birds Report. You know, today I saw an article on Chris Cuomo. He works for the fake news outlet CNN, and he says that it's not fake news. He's very anti-Trump. He's trying to divide people in this country. And I'll show you why. Why, he's an Italian. Do you remember the governor, Mario Cuomo? And do you remember his son, Andrew Cuomo? He's the present governor of New York. And, of course, his brother is Chris Cuomo from fake news CNN. Well, let's find out if they have Sicilian blood. Let's see if they came from Sicily. I suspect you know now that I'm going to prove it to you. And ladies and gentlemen, this will explain everything for you. You'll understand why this Chris Cuomo is trying to divide the nation and why he hates white people and Donald Trump. You know, when I think of Italians, I think of family people. But these Sicilians seem to have the same propensity as their Jewish relatives in wanting to get into positions of power. And I'll have you realize that soon. Mario Cuomo, when we look at him, this is what we'll find out. Okay, I have something from a Jewish magazine here, the Haaretz. Late Governor Mario Cuomo, a Sicilian altar boy, turned New York Shabbos Goy. They call him Shabbos Goy. But he's no Goy at all, ladies and gentlemen. No. Mario Cuomo credited his sensitivity to the needs of the Orthodox to his childhood in Queens. JTA, Mario Cuomo, the three-term New York governor who died Thursday, was the rare politician who appealed to the Jewish tent's opposition polls. A strident liberal with the nuanced understanding of the sense of vulnerability among the deeply religious in a secular society. Cuomo died of heart failure just hours after his son Andrew was sworn in for his second term as governor. He was 82. This is a Jewish article, and I want you to listen to what they're trying to pull off here. A strident liberal he was, okay? Liberal Italians with nuanced understanding of the sense of vulnerability among the deeply religious in a secular society. They're trying to say that Jews are deeply religious and that they're in a secular society here. And this strident liberal, Mario Cuomo, from Sicily, who has Sicilian connections, I love it. He understands these Jews. Remember Nancy Pelosi? She feels our issues, they said. And so does Mr. Cuomo. And I told you the reason why they feel these Jewish issues is because they've got Jewish blood running through their veins. Now let's continue with the article. Lopsided Jewish support helped propel Cuomo into the governor's office three times in 1982, 1986, and 1990. The state's large Jewish community joined other liberal constituencies in celebrating the man who emerged in the 80s as the most prominent vanguard against President Ronald Reagan. You see, they're against. The Jews are never with anybody in the country unless they're with the Jews. See, they're against. And Ronnie Reagan was called Red Ronnie. So this little vanguard against President Ronald Reagan is just another of their little ploys with the Hegelian dialectic. By the way, he comes from Sicily, but the Sicilian Mafia wanted to put a hit on Mario Cuomo. You understand the game that's being played? Now listen to this. Every article these Jews put out have to bring this into it. Are you ready? Cuomo, addressing a gathering of Holocaust, all the Holocaust survivors in 1985, faulted Reagan for all too blithely ignoring Germany's past when the president agreed to mark the 40th anniversary of D-Day at a cemetery containing the graves of SS officers. The truth is, says these Jews. Remember the second truth is, really? That's what it is. Even those who are free from anti-Jewishism. Now listen, we got to bring this up again now. Even those who are almost certainly sincere in their revulsion at the Holocaust, the Holocaust, 6 million Jews killed in ovens, yay. I know it doesn't add up, but it's real in my mind, yes. I know I lied all these years about the Holocaust, but it's real in my mind. It was real, and so therefore I really wasn't lying. I was just telling you the second truth. Because I'm a Jew. The truth is, even those who are free of anti-Jewishism and those who are almost certainly sincere in their revulsion at the Holocaust are tempted to forget, to declare this ugly chapter of human history closed, done with, over, Cuomo said. The jibe was a piece with rhetoric that helped vault Cuomo to national prominence the previous year when he keynoted the Democratic National Convention in San Francisco. Reagan's sunny conservatism was appealing, Cuomo acknowledged, but ignored harsh realities. A shining city is perhaps all the president sees from the portico of the White House and the veranda of his ranch, where everyone seems to be doing well, Cuomo said. But there's another city, apart to the shining city, the part where some people can't pay their mortgages, and most young people can't afford one, where students can't afford the education they need, and the middle-class parents watch the dreams they hold for their children evaporate. Now, let me just stop right there. Do you know that the Jews are sitting on over the half of the world's wealth? There's no need of any of that to be going on. It's done deliberately. And Cuomo knows that. And we know that as well. Cuomo credited his sensitivity, see the feelings, to the needs of the Orthodox Jews, to his childhood in Queens, where he served as a Shabbos Goy. They spell it this way, S-H-A-B-B-O-S-G-O-Y, for a synagogue up the street. He served as a Shabbos Goy for a synagogue up the street from the grocery owned by his Sicilian immigrant parents. Didn't I tell you Sicilians always seem to go either to law school like Jews, or want to be politicians like Jews, or merchants like Jews? The job clearly left an impression. He recalled sharing the experience with Branch Rickey, the baseball executive who integrated the sport, when he hired Jackie Robinson for the Brooklyn Dodgers. When I told him that I had been an altar boy and a Shabbos Goy, he wanted to know all about it, Cuomo told a Rickey biographer. Let's see what goes on here. Cuomo created an office of assistant to the governor for Jewish affairs and broke with his party's liberal wing on a number of church-state issues. He helped Kiryas Joel, an ultra-Orthodox enclave in Orange County, maintain a separate school district despite a U.S., should be an U.S., Supreme Court ruling to the contrary. You see, he helped the Jews disobey the laws that they put in. Yes, this is very clear. Mr. Cuomo has some serious feelings towards the Jews. You know, I've never looked at Italians and thought them to be anybody that cared about Jews. They rarely care about anybody but their own selves and their own families. But it's becoming very, very obvious, and I hope it's obvious to you as well. I know I'm being accused of picking on a certain people, but I'm revealing something that is extremely important for us to know about our enemies. The website for his unsuccessful 1994 bid to win a fourth term noted that he established the Kosher Food Advisory Council. Listen to that again. He established the Kosher Food Advisory Council. Remember that you're paying extra money on your products that go to rabbis that approve products as kosher? And Mr. Cuomo helped this. He has consistently pushed for stronger enforcement of kosher regulations, it said. He also backed a bill that allowed an ultra-Orthodox ambulance service, Hatzolah, to expand its service. During his 1990 election campaign, Cuomo beamed when he earned the blessing of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who handed him two of the dollars he traditionally gives out to supplicants for good luck, one for the election and one for his third term. This is more than I expected, Rabbi, and this will require me to give back more, which I will, Cuomo said, sporting a silver-bordered black kippah. Cuomo's sensitivity to Jewish issues extended beyond the delicate church-state balance the observant must navigate. He was an unstinting Israel supporter, visiting the country in 1992. Until you come here, you know the words, but you don't understand the music, he said. Cuomo banned the state from doing business with anyone who complied with the Arab boycott and expanded business relations with Israel. Cuomo criticized New York Mayor Dave Dinkins' handling of the 1991 riots in Crown Heights, which pitted blacks and Orthodox Jews against one another, and which resulted in the death of Yankel Rosenbaum. Cuomo appointed an investigative committee which eviscerated the city's handling of the riots. I'd say that Mr. Cuomo has a deep affection for the Jews, wouldn't you? An unnaturally deep one for an Italian. Yes, but he's a Sicilian, you see. And Italians in the north don't believe that the so-called Italians from the islands are Italians at all, because they come from race-mixed communities. Race-mixed with blacks, Arabs, Greeks, and Jews. Mario Cuomo was someone who understood both the needs of the Jewish community on a practical level, but also on an emotional one, just like Nancy Pelosi seems to have this same propensity, said Ezra Freelander, an Orthodox lobbyist. Mario Cuomo was a man of faith who understood with every fiber of his body the accommodations that government has to provide to communities of faith to flourish, including the Jewish community. But he didn't help out any other community, ladies and gentlemen. He was only interested in the Jewish community, as you can see. Now, let me point out that he was an altar boy. And he was a Catholic altar boy, which comes from Babylon. It's a Babylonian religion, just like the Talmud. Although they're both not religions, as I keep telling you, that the Catholic so-called religion and Judaism, which is another fake religion, they're both worldwide criminal cartels in the guise of a religion to take advantages, the obvious advantages you would have by declaring you're a religion. I hope this becomes very clear to you here. But you know, he was married to a woman named Matilda Raffa, and they didn't want to give her bio out. But I just happened to go and look and see if I could find her bio. You know, they met in college in America. But just by chance, her father, Charles Raffa, his birthplace, Messina, Sicily, Italy. And I'll just check her mother as well. Mary Raffia. Let's see what happens with that. It doesn't say. Oh, well, that's good enough. We know that there's Jewish blood running through his veins. Now let's look. We have the current governor as well, don't we? His son. Now, if you go and look at the 52nd governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, you look at him and tell me you think that that looks like an Italian. He looks more like Henry Kissinger with black hair, kinky hair. He does not look Italian to me whatsoever. And neither does his wife, and neither do his children. They look very Jewish to me. Because it comes back in the next generation. It keeps coming back. No matter what they do to try to hide these things, it comes back. They always hide in the Catholic Church, though. You want to know that. So let's see what it says about Mario Cuomo. He was an American Democratic politician. He served as the 52nd governor of New York for three terms from 83 to 94. Lieutenant Governor of New York from 1979 to 82, and Secretary of State of New York from 75 to 78. Yes, Jews hiding as Italians in the political ranks and on CNN. The fake news outlet. Cuomo was known for his liberal views and public speeches, particularly his keynote speech at the 1984 Democratic National Convention, where he criticized Ronald Reagan's policies. See, always dividing these Jews. See, he couldn't go in there and say, oh, we like Ronald Reagan and we're unified as a country and our party believes in this. No, it's always division with these people. His son is causing division in the nation through CNN fake news outlet. And so is his son as governor of New York, where he's going to take down all the Confederate statues. I've never heard of Confederate statues in New York, but perhaps there are. But he's another one. And so all you have to do is, you don't have to listen to what these people say necessarily. You just have to watch what they do. They're always dividing. This is the way of the Jew. That's not the way of Italian people. Italian people from the north of Italy are family people. They're not into dividing. And the people in the north of Italy don't seem to have a propensity to want to be lawyers and governors and presidents and people who are merchants. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very clear to see. Now, I see that Cuomo was defeated for a fourth term by Governor George Pataki. I'll look into him soon, too. So, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. You can see that this is very clear that I have just taken down three birds with one stone, with one report. The Sicilian connection is confirmed with Mario Cuomo and his wife. And of course, his sons are his bloodline. So therefore, you see. And you see the trait of the Jew in Cuomo. And you see the trait of the Jew in his sons. And I believe if I studied his wife long enough, I believe I could find out she was liberal too. She actually helped him with his career. So she was behind him 100% for sure. CNN Fake News, his son works at CNN Fake News. Doing what Jews do, one of the members of the Kahila, no doubt. Just like his brother is. Just like their father was. So, there it is. And I have a little thing here. If you want to look it up on Wikipedia, which I don't trust Wikipedia, but they sometimes have factual things on there. Just depends. Category, American people of Sicilian descent. Just let me read you a few names you might have heard. So you'll be able to understand now why they were famous. The Jew only promotes. You see, you got to realize the Jew promotes themselves and they promote their bloodlines that you don't know are their bloodlines, but you're starting to figure it out, aren't you? Let's look at some of the names here. Sicilian Americans, Farah Abraham. Okay, you might not have heard of that one, right? But how about Tony Danza? How about Jewel Denial? How about Dom DiMaggio? How about Joe DiMaggio? How about Don Dixon, the artist? How about Mario Lanza? Alicia Keys, Morgana King, Papa Jack Lane, Frankie Lane, Eddie Lang, Stacy London. And there's a whole mess of names here. I mean, I can't go through them all. I'm just, as I'm seeing them, I'm just hitting a few that you might. Steve Gadd, I knew he was a Jew. He pretends he's an Italian. Steve Gadd, drummer. Frank Campanella, Joseph Campanella, Roy Campanella, Roy Campanella the second. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Why don't you check it out for yourself? Alan Dale, the singer, whoever that is, I've never heard of that one. Ashley Judd, hello. Liza Minnelli, of course. Sal Mineo, the homosexual, yes. See, Italians aren't homosexuals, but Jew Italian ones are and can be, not all of them. Bob Guccione, Debbie Gibson, there you go. There it is. You remember her, the little innocent girl. I think that's about all I really need to say here. I think you get the premise and you get the fact that Marianne Esposito, the cooking woman. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Anyway, this has been a News Bite special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.
We have come to visit you in peace and with goodwill.
If you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
If anything should happen to me, you must go to Gordon. You must say these words. Klaatu, Varada, Nikto.
Why doesn't the government do something? That's what I'd like to know.
What can they do? They're only people, just like us.
People my foot. They're Democrats.
Now, this does not mean giving up any freedom. Except the freedom to act irresponsibly. Your ancestors knew this when they made laws to govern themselves and hired policemen to enforce them. We of the other planets have long accepted this principle. We have an organization for the mutual protection of all planets and for the complete elimination of aggression. The test of any such higher authority is, of course, the police force that supports it. This power cannot be revoked. At the first sign of violence, they act automatically against the aggressor. The penalty for provoking their action is too terrible to risk. The result is we live in peace, without arms or armies, secure in the knowledge that we are free from aggression and war, free to pursue more profitable enterprises. We do not pretend to have achieved perfection, but we do have a system. And it works. I came here to give you these facts. Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you. For our policemen, we created a race of robots. Their function is to patrol the planets in spaceships like this one and preserve the peace. In matters of aggression, we have given them absolute power over us. This power cannot be revoked. At the first sign of violence, they act automatically against the aggressor. The penalty for provoking their action is too terrible to risk. I came here to give you these facts. It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
This is illogical. Never give up your rights for any reason whatsoever.
You are listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com.